Marvell Reed is a student at Barack Obama School of Career and Technical Education, and he was one of the main organizers for Milwaukee's march.
We're here today to remember those affected by the gun violence, to remember the 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School, to remember those still in critical condition from the Maryland shooting, to honor every community member that has dealt with the impact of mass shootings from Columbine to Sandy Hook to Paul's Nightclub. While we remember and honor those whose lives has been changed forever, we stand here demanding change.
Mateo is a 13-year-old student who came to the march with his mother, Denise, and his 11-year-old sister, Leia.
This is happening now and not 19 years ago. How come we can't be safe when we want to learn?
Vivian Lynch is a 15-year-old high school student who attended the march with a group of her friends. She supports a ban on assault rifles and universal background checks.
I want to be safe where I learn. I don't want to have to worry about guns coming into the place where kids are learning and dreaming and, yeah.
Paul Hayes was there with his two granddaughters. He carried a sign that read Grandfather and Wisconsin Deer Hunter for Gun Control Now. He's 83 years old.
I'm here because I think that guns are totally out of control, and I own guns. There is no place in the woods for assault rifles, even though the NRA says they're hunting guns. That is simply nonsense. I hope we can influence others. I think these kids are so eloquent that it's a movement that I don't think can be stopped. I think it's going to bring permanent change to the United States, and I support them.
Jerry Hills carried a massive flag of the planet Earth on a field of blue. He was at the march with Peace Action Wisconsin, an organization opposed to war and violence.
Which do we value more? The shooter's right to bear arms or the shooting victim's right to life?
Sandy Seitz and Kevin Stewart are the founders of Collars for Gun Control, a group of local religious leaders fighting for the protection of children in school.
Kevin and I are deacons in our denominations, deacons. Episcopal and Catholic, and we're here today to support the youth and to stand for protection of our youth in grammar schools, high schools, and colleges. Collars for Gun Control is 3 weeks old, I believe.
3 weeks old, absolutely.
After Parkland, a lot of people said enough. Kevin and I talked to each other and we said enough. We believe in the power of prayer. We'll continue to pray, but it's time for action. It has been.
Bria Dorsey was one of the speakers at the community courthouse.
We have to be united as one, and we have to let these people in office know that we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to live in fear. We're not going to, you know, have children and families and our friends and loved ones dying over something that is so preventable.
Ashley Semington is a high school student who came to the march with her father, Steve. They arrived an hour early.
I think the ban of assault rifles is a no-brainer at this point. There's absolutely no use for it other than just shooting and killing things, and I think it needs to get out.
Amar Kalika lost his father in the Sikh temple attack in Oak Creek. He spoke at the county courthouse, and while marching to Red Arrow Park, he talked about the kind of change he hoped the march would bring.
The hallmark legislation is 100% background checks. What that does is it stops and nullifies all trunk sales, all online sales, and all different illegal steel gun pipeline issues. So 100% background checks has never been done, never been enacted. The military doesn't report. The state and local and city polices don't report to each other. So the NICS system is broken. This is the way to fix it.
Sophia Zhang is a junior at Homestead High School. She was one of the organizers of Saturday's march.
For too long, the issue of gun violence has been put on the back burner. Nothing notable was done after this country's first major school shooting. No action was taken when gun death numbers increased over the years. Even when survivors of a mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, have directly called for change, our representatives have been too busy focusing on school safety bills that do nothing to combat gun use.
Media Milwaukee, I'm Royce Podeswick.